this moment. All the hits, all the laughs. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
The only way to wake up.
Coast FM.
Some good news. Molly the Magpie's back home. Is that?
Thank goodness.
Apparently there was a lot of butt wagging.
Something in the world is right.
Yes. As you'd expect. I'm not sure if it was just for the dog or if the magpie was also waggling its butt in the process too. But anyway, apparently, Peggy the Staffy, happy. Molly the Magpie, back together and everyone pleased. So that's good.
Wonderful. Oof, good job, nice everyone, there. With your rallying on Facebook.
I know. Well, see, this is where it people works. Power. People power and, you know, maybe an election in the offing over in Queensland. Maybe had something to do with it. But nonetheless, it's all worked. So that's good.
Yeah.
And other good news. Don't forget, parents can claim their cash for their school-age kids as of this week. There's $150 on offer for kids in kindy through primary and $250 for high schoolers. So they keep
getting money.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, obviously it's for school-related expenses, but they're not going to means test it or tell you how to spend it. So that's, you know, pleasant.
As long as it comes in handy for the family.
Exactly. So you can, they keep talking about claiming through the Service WA app, but you can also use forms on the Education WA website if you want to. It's nice. Up to you. So do it. Don't forget.
Get
don't
your cash.
Exactly. So police in the UK thought the sirens on their vehicles, or at least one of them, was dodgy when they heard this in the car park. But, as you may have guessed, despite the fact that it's managing a two-tone effort, have a listen to it winding up there. It was a bird.
Yep.
A starling, they speculate at least.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
They are.
Must be a lot of sirens in the area.
Well, it's the police car park.
Oh, okay.
So they'll try to work out which car was dodgy. Yeah, and there you go. Obviously, that bird's a member of Special Branch, I would imagine. Hey? Yeah, that's right. And apparently, it might need new batteries.
Oh,
from space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet has landed, bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video to some of the most remote parts of Australia. This is Feel the Space.
That's right. It is. Big fancy opener.
I know, because it's a big fancy prize.
Well, it is. It's cash.
$500 on the line daily. It'll jackpot if we don't get through it.
Not that we don't have faith in you, Jodie, by the way. Jodie from Pinjarra's on the line.
Yes, Jodie, we have your chance to win $500 or thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet. If you can chat to us for 30 seconds with no ums or ahs about a space-related topic. We won't be fact-checking.
No.
But we do want to hear confidence.
Yeah. And I mean, okay. if you leave a 30-second gap, you know, that's also going to count against you, obviously. All right.
We've got a topic ready for you. 30 seconds ready to go.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
A little nervous.
Look.
You'll be fine.
Maybe that'll just give you the edge you need.
All right.
For sure.
Good luck.
Jodie, tell us all about rockets.
Rockets can travel into space. They're pretty large. They're pretty fast. They're built full of metal. Sometimes people go in them. Sometimes monkeys go in there. They can be any kind of colour. They can be all different sizes. They can be used to look at the moon. Sometimes they shoot them past solar eclipses. Rockets can sometimes go sideways. Sometimes they go up. Sometimes they fall apart. There have been rockets that haven't been able to survive going into space.
Now, look, that's 30 seconds.
30 seconds is up.
Okay. Now, the question is, you started with an R.
It was an R for rocket.
It was R for rocket. Well, I suppose we can pay that.
The confidence.
Like you're reading a children's book. R. For rockets.
Rockets.
Well, I mean, technically, R is not an so we shall see.
Oh, goodness, listen, that was a...
It was a line ball.
Right on the line, but $500 is all yours, thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet. Jodie, did it!
Thank you.
No worries.
And sometimes they do fall apart. You're right. When we talk about rockets, that's an important factor. Probably more of them have fallen apart than have successfully launched.
I think so.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job.
$500 on the line again tomorrow then.
Oh, crazy.
When we play Fill the Space.
Yep, so. From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet is here bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video.
Bonus.
Nikki and DeMello's Three Things You Need to Know.
There is local basketball to cheer on Friday night. Rockingham Flames are home to Willetton Tigers at Mike Barnett, and Mandurah Magic are home to Coburn Cougars at the Mark. So
wow.
Check the What's On section of coastlive.com.au to go and check out some basketball. Get the info. Reminder, the folks from Refresh Community Showers are still on the hunt for donations to help the homeless.
Okay.
They are like... all of the people that are organising and helping people do it tough at the moment, kind of swamped. So, again, check our website to see what you can do to help out. If you can spare food and toiletries or other basics, that'd be appreciated. It's Save the Elephant Day today. It's National Eggs Benedict Day today.
Lovely. Out for brunch, if you don't mind.
Oh, haven't had an Eggs Benedict for a long time.
No.
It's a good source. It's also this April 16, Wear Your Pyjamas to Work Day.
Oh, okay.
One of the two pyjamas at work days. This one isn't connected to a cause. This is just for the love of it.
Just for funsies.
It is. Purely. They say it also potentially helps bring the stress levels down to a notch. As long as you wear undies, I would imagine. I just worry about the fly on men's PJs, you know, that gap.
The what?
The fly gap on men's pyjamas.
The fly gap.
Are you not? Men's pyjamas don't have a fly. They just have just a little flap there.
Okay.
So, yeah. If you're going to do that, fellas.
Make sure it's closed.
Well,
thanks.
Well, no, it doesn't have anything to close it, so just make sure you wear undies. That's the key.
Okay.
All right.
We've all learned something, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm here for. Edutainment.
97.3
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Go!
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Sale is now on. See Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore at Mandurah Home City, releasing the entertainment. It's Nikki.
Thank you. Dua Lipa has graced the cover of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People.
Oh.
Every year, the magazine celebrates artists, innovators, leaders, and pioneers who are changing the world. Dua's currently gearing up for her latest album, Radical Optimism, which is out May 3rd. And she spoke in the article how she's wanted to work with our very own Kevin Parker for years now. When she was working on her first album, telling a friend she had a crazy thought that maybe on album 3, I could work with Tame Impala's Kevin Parker. At the time, they told her to hold your horses there. Let's just take baby steps.
One leg at a time, lady.
Oh, but how cool is that? It's finally happened.
That's great.
Kesha has changed her song lyrics at Coachella to take aim at P. Diddy. Over the weekend, she appeared during Renee Rapp's set at Coachella set to sing her biggest hit, TikTok, which normally starts with...
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, whatever.
And on stage, she sang...
Wake up in the morning like P. Diddy.
Spicy.
Yeah, they also threw up the middle fingers to really drive the point home. It comes after P. Diddy's been accused of physical and sexual abuse by multiple women, with police also raiding his homes in light of human trafficking allegations. So it is not looking good.
No.
Will Smith also made a surprise appearance at Coachella, appearing during J Balvin's set for a rendition of Men in Black whilst wearing the full classic MIB black suit and sunglasses on stage.
Perfect.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. Title held by me, MIB. Be what you think you saw, you did not see.
Hey,
he's having fun, isn't he?
Sure.
During the performance, J Balvin was even dragged off stage by MIB agents while Smith used a neuralizer to flash erase his memory as well. It was a whole thing.
Goodness.
And Sabrina Carpenter has released a new song fresh off the back of her Feather success.
Yes.
She's gained fame over over the last year or so supporting Taylor Swift on her Eras World Tour. She's also one of the acts at Coachella performing over the weekend. Here's Espresso. Yes. A gal who loves her coffee.
Isn't she just?
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.